everyone. Welcome to Spill the Beans Podcast. My name is Lester. So kasama pa rin natin ang inyong friendly neighborhood Tito. Walang iba kundi si Tito Paolo.
Parang may nagtatago sa likod. Actually guys, can you give me a little audio lang on the, just a little bit more on my letter, on my headphones, kasi parang wala, parang yes, walang sound sa akin.
Is it ano? Is it
no? Just a little bit. Just one more.
Ako to eh.
Ayan, yan ang gusto ko dito sa podcast. We allow internal conflict.
Yeah, may mga so, conflict dito.
Can you hear yourself better now?
Yes, actually, okay. Sobrang lakas naman.
Okay, sorry.
Parang sampu kami dito.
Okay na
ba? Hindi yata conflict yun eh.
Hindi ko.
Baka iba na, baka hindi
conflict. Sinubukan ko na yan eh. Kasi nung mga ibang episode, bigyan ako ng mga dagger stares.
Oh,
kaya medyo umiiwas na muna ako. So, papalamigin ko lang.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, meron tayong guest for today. Pero hindi ko napakilala yung katabi ko eh. So kasama pa rin natin ang laging Saturdays with Rhea.
laging Saturdays laging with Saturday. Rhea.
Laging Saturday.
Parang yung pagka, yung laging meaning, ano eh, hindi lagi na palagi. Pero yung naglalag.
You know what? We can actually already start to think of the nickname for Rhea. Ano ba yan? The Millennial Eye Candy. Or the, ano ba? The
Millennial Eye Candy.
Or what can you guys think of? Nakatitig na naman kayo sa akin. Or the Resident Heartthrob. Or,
the ano Resident Heart Trap.
Huwag naman Rhea. Ganun. Nakaka-ano naman yan.
Masyadong keme. The heartbreaker na lang. Ganun na lang.
Ay, grabe. Grabe.
So, maisip pa.
Alam niyo, onting asar na lang. Di na talaga mabalik.
Wag, Rhea. Wag naman. We really,
by the end of the episode, may maisip ako.
We need you here. Alam niyo, hindi na pwedeng puro Tito dito. Hindi mag-e-effect yung Spill the Beans kung puro Tito Paolo lang.
Kung puro Tito Paolo.
Oo. Alam, tignan mo, ngayon, may guest tayo ni hindi pa tayo nag-i-intro eh. Umpisa ano. Okay, you know what? We include this ha. Pero umpisa mo Lester, bigyan mo ulit ng one more round of your very suave, yes, and very masculine, your heartbreaker voice. Ha?
Okay.
Para pag nagsalita ka, iiyak lahat ng babae. Ha?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. Okay. So,
parang boxing naman yun. UFC. On the
red corner.
Sige, umpisa natin Lester.
Hi everyone! Welcome to Spill the Beans Podcast. My name is Lester.
Yes,
and syempre kasama pa rin natin si Tito Paolo, ang inyong friendly neighborhood. And ang kanyang sidekick na si Rhea.
Sidekick na si Rhea.
Yeah. Saturdays with Rhea.
Hi guys! I'm so honored to be promoted to being the sidekick. Meaning, papalitan ko na si Lester kasi siya yung lupang sidekick eh.
Oo nga. Alam mo, okay lang naman palitan mo si Lester because parating nagtatago. Hindi naman natin makita.
Noo lang nakikita ko kay Lester.
Noo lang talaga. Lumabas na siya. Okay, let's get it started. So, memory keepers and future subscribers, thank you very much for once again joining Spill the Beats. This is still your friendly neighborhood Tito, Tito Paolo. Yes, I'm friendly. I apologize for wearing a camouflage shirt. Pero hindi pa kasi ako naglo-laundry. Naubos na eh. Ito na lang yung natira. So, ngayon, yung camouflage, in fashion naman. So, okay lang.
May pinagtataguan kayo.
Oo, may pinagtataguan din. Lahat yun, sama-sama na. No? Okay, so this is your friendly neighborhood Tito Paolo, and this is YouTube Talk. We have a content creator on the other side who also belongs to the same spectrum, the same kind of content that Spill the Beans is known for. We have a co-podcaster.
Yes. No?
Right now we have Gerald.
Guest. I'm very used to hosting my own podcast, and actually this is actually biglang kumagat eh, biglang may daga
na kumagat na role reversal naman tayo ngayon.
Pero I'm Gerald Dorado, and I am the host of the Powerful Comics Man podcast, which you can find primarily on Facebook. Just check out the Powerful Comics Man podcast Facebook page, and on YouTube it's just Comics Man. That's KOMIKS Comics Man, and I do podcast and jamcast and all sorts of other content.
Ah, okay. So that's what you call it pala, Jamcast. Yeah. Okay. Si Tito Paolo, nilagay ko online busking eh.
Pero pwede rin. Actually, naisip ko lang yun nung isang araw, last episode.
Okay siya. Okay, so before we get to know the Comics Man as a podcaster, we'd like to get to know you first. It's okay. Guys, it's alright. We'll ride with it. Don't worry. Okay. Epic failures are...
Awesome, joke.
Awesome, or welcome. So before we get to know Comics Man as the podcaster, as the content creator, we'd like to get to know you first as the person. No, I'm sure not immediately you started out as someone who did podcasting. Ano ba genesis ni Comics Man? Did you start off with in your 20s? You had a job first, yeah, or immediately you were involved by in content creation?
No. When I was in my 20s, wala pang YouTube. Early 20s at least, diba? Pero I am an artist. I'm an illustrator.
Okay.
Yun talaga yung that's who I am really. Recently, just last year, I've had my YouTube channel since 2007 pa yata. I didn't even know what YouTube was back then, and the potential hindi ko siya I didn't recognize it. Mm-hmm. And then a few years ago, I started creating drawing content on my channel.
Okay.
And then I realized hindi ko kayang i-keep up yung editing.
Yeah.
So I started I also used to work in a studio. Yeah. And then I did storyboards, illustrations, and the concept art, mga ganyan. And then later on, I decided to go freelance.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I was telling you kanina, mm-hmm, I was used to work in an environment with lots of people to talk to.
Yes.
And then when I went freelance, I was just at home.
Wala kang makausap.
Wala akong kausap. So when I discovered podcasts.
Okay.
And then later on, I like it so much. Parang when I started the comics, I really liked when I really like start liking something. I eventually would want to try my hand in doing it. That's my creative story.
Okay. So the interest talaga really transforms into a passion. As you were saying a while ago, nung nag-freelance ka, you came from an office na maraming tao, and then eventually nag-freelance ka, mag-isa ka, bigla kang nag-a-adjust ka. Lester, nakaka-relate ka ba sa gano'n?
Parang hindi.
Hindi ka nakaka-relate. Dito kasi marami talagang tao dito eh.
Baliktad yata.
Baliktad. Masaya kahit ano, no? Minsan hinahanap mo na walang tao eh, no? So anyway, si Comics Man nga was saying, he had to adjust to that. Nung nag-freelance siya, he had to adjust to working, being a lone wolf, no? Working by yourself.
Yes.
So, how were you able to get over that hump na mag-isa ka lang? Kung talaga minsan hinahanap mo na may kausap ka?
Well, most of the time, I think I'm an ambivert. So, I could stay locked up in the house for extended periods then.
Alam ko yan. Diba?
But then I can also go out and just be the fun guy around, and then yan.
So pero how was the transition? So at some point I'm sure you were starting to hit a wall na wala ba akong kausap, kasi it's still an adjustment eh, diba, from your regular work to freelance. Ikaw na magsiset ng milestone, ikaw na magsiset ng goals.
Yeah.
When you're in an office, everything is set up for you. Promotion is a tap on the back. When you're freelance, you can't even just surviving is an accomplishment in itself, no?
True, very
so,
true.
So, paano mo na, ano, na, how did you break down those walls of solitude na ikaw lang na, kaya ko naman to, kahit ako lang mag-isa?
Well, I've been doing side projects even though even before when I was still working in the studio. So yeah. And it came to a point when I was earning more with the side projects. So okay. Parang it didn't make sense for me to go out and alam yun, battle traffic every day.
Yes.
And traffic is actually the biggest factor. Parang okay, I might be parang naiinip dito. But then compared to being the same thing, may inip ka rin in traffic. Dito na lang ako, di ba? So it's really a great option for me.
Everything made more sense, no? Yeah. Financially, with your time, yeah, and then your creativity, mm-hmm, everything made more sense.
Yes.
Okay, so that's when you discovered podcasting. When you were when you became more freelance na talagang, mm-hmm, just by yourself, and who were the first podcasters that you watched?
Well, Joe Rogan, Joe Rogan Experience. Actually, the name of my show, the Powerful Comics Man Podcast, is an homage for
JRE.
For JRE. Kasi yung channel niya, the Powerful JRE. Parang powerful is a Joe Rogan thing in his circles. Mm. So, so basically, I'm not even shy to admit, pero yun yung ginaya ko talaga. That's a template. It's a winning template.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can just I know I can never be a Joe Rogan, but
yes,
because I will never be someone else.
Yes.
For that matter, but if you can follow a formula, because I didn't know what I was doing.
Yes.
Even until now, I learn every episode that I make. It's a learning experience, but then sometimes parang even though sometimes you get yung mga glitches maayos mo, there will be times na maybe it transformed already to troubleshooting glitches,
yeah,
to parang innovating na, di ba? Eventually parang this will do, but maybe there's something else na parang mas maganda.
What's one quality ni Joe Rogan that you admire? Kasi, I mean, his podcast lasts for 2 hours minsan 3 hours.
Well, the best, yung pinaka... Okay, let me start muna. Mm. When I discovered Joe Rogan because of the UFC.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And because I'm a huge MMA fan.
Okay.
I'm a huge MMA fan. Uh-oh. So when I started watching UFC,
mm-hmm,
yung after... it was acquired by Zuffa. So mm-hmm, Joe Rogan was the one commentating.
Yeah.
And then Joe Rogan has this annoying voice, actually, if you don't know him. Mm-hmm. The very squeaky voice sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I watch and I listen, mm-hmm, and then he's explaining, especially when I was just starting to watch the shows,
mm-hmm,
when the fighters get on the ground,
yeah,
and then they look like, diba?
they look like they're about to get intimate.
Yeah, diba? But then when Joe Rogan explains, it makes sense. So now I'm intrigued. So okay, so and then I realized this guy is the Fear Factor guy. Diba? What the?
Yeah, that's
what?
True.
You're
that's
the Fear Factor guy. What the hell are you doing there?
Yeah.
So when I saw him. And then I just researched and then eventually stumbled upon the podcast.
Yeah.
And then saw him guesting people like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
And then eventually thinkers, philosophers sometimes.
Yes.
And then he would guest fighters na alam mo yung mukha talagang Chuck Liddell type, and they're gonna be talking about personal growth.
Yes.
It was mind blowing to me. And it was what? I was really parang ang dami kong natutunan. I even describe it as life changing.
For ano, ang galing, for Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
We should tag Joe Rogan.
The most unexpected guy, at least during that time for me. So when I saw that, and then I started learning and see the value of shows like that, the long-form conversation,
yes,
where, kasi, I think the problem, well, we can call it problem, mm-hmm, for now,
yeah,
pero parang he would, let's say, an astrophysics,
yeah,
science, those are topics that are rarely tackled in,
yes,
in the local, mm-hmm, media,
yeah,
diba? And then kung sakaling mapag-usapan man, it's, yeah, it's swerte na if you get 5 minutes, super 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 swerte ka na if you get 5 minutes of an actual anyone in the, yeah, in on TV talking about these things. And then in podcast, it could go for 2-3 hours,
yes, diba? Just talking about it,
diba? Yeah. So I thought maybe somebody should do, mm-hmm, something similar,
yes,
from in the local scene, diba? And well,
that's you, it's comics, yeah, man,
diba? I looked around,
yeah,
and found there's no one doing it, so might, yeah, as well be me.
Have you ever seen any other podcasting channels
in
the local scene?
Well, I started kasi last year,
okay,
medyo konti pa talaga.
Pero meron
ba? Pero mostly audio.
Audio.
So not like this na
video.
Na wala pang audio na may video with multiple camera setup.
Yes.
It's a basta puro audio. It's been, well, may podcast scene na apparently even in the early 2010s, pero puro audio nga.
It's puro audio then.
And well, in the advent of FB Live.
Yes.
Diba? So, dumami na.
Dumami na siya, until mostly.
Until now, nade-develop na into a more sophisticated na setups.
Yeah, yeah. One thing I admire about Joe Rogan, first time I discovered him, was his ability to listen.
Yeah.
More than talk.
Yeah.
Right? And every time that he had a guest, he would really immerse himself into the guest,
yes,
to the point that he really was taking the spotlight away from him.
True. That's what I try to do as well.
Na talaga, it's the guest first,
yeah,
no? I think that's for podcasters, I think that's one thing that we've learned immediately na if you have a guest, it's the guest's time to
It's not
really,
about you,
it's
diba,
not Mara, about you. Oh, pero as you were saying, makes a lot of sense. Na he started out in Fear Factor.
Yeah, diba?
He started out in Fear Factor. Tapos when he went to UFC, medyo nobody knew that he was a black belter at that time.
True.
No? And kasi magazines pa lang eh.
Mm.
Wala pa yung mga IG posts, no?
Yeah.
Pero one thing that I really admire about him, I don't know if we can pull up a clip. There was a time in late 90s, Joe Rogan was already saying, I'm going to do a podcast and this is the vision for the future. And
really?
I
haven't seen that. Wow.
I don't know if we can try to pull it up. It's late 90s. Nice. Siguro just type Joe Rogan 90s podcast. I don't know if it'll come up. I don't know the keywords for it.
90s podcast. Well, maybe it's a...
I'm not sure. Pero, I mean, it's not really... there's nothing very mind-blowing about it. Mm-hmm. It's just him saying that in the 90s that the podcast scene will blow up in 2000. Because not everything in radio can be talked about because you have the aspect of sponsorship, you have the aspect of what needs to be heard. And what when I say what needs to be heard is that what is approved by the sponsors.
Yes. Censorship the time limit lang, constraint.
And then the upper management always have their own agenda to push,
yes,
and their own talents to promote. So for you, you were saying what really the thing that you admired about Joe Rogan was his yung gamut of issues and the different aspects that he can discuss, no? Aside from Joe Rogan, is there anyone else that you watch na sa podcast?
Most of the podcasters that I watch are parang I discovered from Joe Rogan show din eh. Pero I've been I discovered the Fighter and the Kid, 'di ba? Si Brian Callen and Brendan Schaub. And then of course, well, Jordan Peterson, mga ganyan, mga a lot of mga political commentators.
Political commentators.
Ben Shapiro, yeah. Well, what's the name of the other one? On both sides, on different sides, not just the one. That's a yun yung isa pang thing na ano eh, yung critical thinking factor na.
Parang, yeah.
Kasi he tends to be non-partisan.
Yes.
Diba? He would guest people from both sides so that that the ideas will be heard. And then sometimes it made me change my mind on a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi parang the other side would just label the opposite kasi as evil people and then he would invite somebody and talk about the ideas that comes from the other side.
That's true.
And then it's not that simple pala. Diba? So yun, that's another thing about the show that you really like.
Oh nga, because I saw him guest Bernie Sanders.
Oh yeah.
And then on the same, you know what really immediately surprised me and baffled me was that Alex Jones and Joe Rogan are actually very good friends.
Yes.
No? So and then he'll guest Bernie Sanders and all those things. Pero yun nga, as you were saying, as soon as the nature becomes political in the conversation, panay mudslinging na.
Yeah.
And then it's Joe Rogan who kind of clears it.
Yeah.
Kind of wipes off all the smear campaign and all the slander, and then he just focuses on the facts. For you, do you ever discuss politics on your platform?
I would not shy away from it.
Yeah.
Well, because it would depend on the guest.
Yeah.
If they're willing, some of them were. Mm-hmm. Some were. I mean, well, a little bit too cautious to say anything.
Yes.
But if they kung gusto nila,
you're open to guessing politicians. politicians or conversation of politics?
Conversation on politics is fine. I don't know about, I haven't really thought about guesting politicians kasi I don't want to have parang branded as
a political channel, propaganda channel.
Yes. I don't know, but maybe I can I don't know, depends on the politician, I suppose.
Yeah. Alam mo, yun ang mahirap eh. Kasi eventually, all these guys will jump into digital and then they will look for the best channels that they can espouse, I don't know, their personal agenda.
Yeah.
So, eventually, I think you will get a call from, alam mo naman, especially the young ones now, the politicians now are closer to our age and they want to be closer to the younger ones. True. And it's not through mainstream that they'll achieve that. Eh. It's through the digital and all the channels that are out there.
Well, that would be a good thing then if they'd be able to discuss their ideas openly and with a longer in a let's say a 3-hour show na nag just explaining his ideas.
Yeah.
So the listeners would be the one to gauge kung okay pa, does he make sense or not.
Oh,
so that's a good thing if it comes to a point na mangyari yun sa local scene of politics and
you're open.
I'm very welcome.
Ganito na lang gawin natin. Sabi ko nga sa for the memory keepers and the future subscribers. Do you already call your subscribers? Do they already have a name? Wala
not,
pa.
Not really.
No. To all the subscribers of Comics Man, we were talking a while ago sa pre-production nga. Now we should have a podcasters guild, no?
Yeah.
Na we should help each other, and then when there are guests na mas tugma for Comics Man, mas tugma for Spill the Beans, no? We'll refer guests, no? Yeah. Kasi if you're open to guesting mga politicians, if someone would ask me, I can refer them to you,
sure,
diba?
Sure.
Tapos noon, pag may mga millennials ka,
millennials.
dito mo papuntahin kasi hindi kami makaka-relate sa isa't isa. But, yun. So at least, honestly, so for all the podcasters out there, hopefully some of you do watch, me and Comics Man, we were thinking that we should have some form of, hindi naman association, no? Hindi naman tayo magtatayo ng, hindi naman kami magcha-charge.
Yeah.
No, but we want to get to know you. We want to get to know you. We want to get to know your channel because there's, sa digital realm, it's the channels that help each other that will be able to really thrive.
Yeah.
pag walang collaboration, eh, even in Harvard, they're teaching now the art of collaboration. Eh. Mm-hmm. So for in the digital realm, we really have to collaborate. Yeah. No?
And the thing about podcasts, kasi you can't really peg each other as competitors. Eh. Kasi you can watch, let's say, this podcast right now, and then after... Diba? Yeah. Then watch my podcast or somebody else's podcast. Kasi unlike on TV, if it falls on the same time slot, then you're gonna have to choose.
Yes. Diba?
Unlike now, you can watch for later and then you can... Ano yan, supplementary yung mga ano eh, yung mga especially if you, let's say we get the same guest, okay, gaito sinabi niya dito, then gaito sinabi niya on the other side, parang
ganun. Yeah, it'll be good. You know what, actually, as a sign of good faith, what we'll do after every Spill the Beans podcast, because at the end, no, at end credits or end, what do you call the last part, Lester?
The outro po natin.
The outro, and then what happens? Nako, ako nagme-metadata, hindi ko maalala. So there's the cards. And then what's at the end? So the end credits, you know what we'll do, just so that we can start this. Mm-hmm. We'll put episodes of Comics Man at the end. Right. But at least we can really get the ball rolling and then we can help support each other. Right?
That'll be amazing. I can do the same.
Yeah. But and then eventually, once we get to know more podcasters, we'll be able to really create an ecosystem for podcasters. Now everyone will thrive. Right now, wala pa eh. A lot of vloggers, actually, some do it, pero nagkakaroon na mga click-click ngayon sa, ano eh, sa YouTube world, no? So, I think if, since podcasting is still very small, no? So, at least we can help each other.
Well, podcasting is a different beast altogether kasi then vlogging and kasi it's a different kind of it's like parang comparing comics to movies parang
that's true.
It's although it's the same, it's a form of entertainment, iba siya, iba siya. There's a parang some like me, parang I tried vlogging before, it's not for me.
And what was the biggest predicament that you encountered sa vlogging?
Well, the editing part is really the, I don't know, the biggest hurdle. And also parang I don't know, the plans didn't materialize kasi I sometimes would rely on other people to do parts for the show and they don't deliver. So yung mga ganun, so wala na, di ba? So ganun. So I would have to, unlike in podcasting, I host and produce and all of the technical stuff. I do it by myself. Eh. So I used to have one guy to help me switch.
Yes.
But now I figured out how to do it by myself then. So now
ikaw na lang isa. Na rin, no? Parang maganda yung paradigm mo eh. Maganda yung blueprint mo. Parang gusto ko sundan 'yan.
Well, yung ano naman 'yan is the drawback is that I barely have the time to market my
drawback.
Yun, so mahirap yun yung
hard part lang. No man is an island, ika nga ni Bible, no? So at least pero now you're a one man team. Parang one man team ka pa rin eh.
Yeah. Primarily, well, my wife helps me with caring for the guest, with food, but other than that it's just
talaga ikaw on all aspects, in front of the camera, behind the camera. So on that aspect, meron nga kaming little tradition dito sa Spill the Beans where we check out the very first upload of the content creators, no? So for Comics Man, let's go down let's dive deep into the content of Comics Man.
13 years.
Yeah, diba? So 2006 pa pala.
2006.
Actually, that's not my first content. It was a little embarrassing, so I hid it.
Pero ngayon, you've made it public, no?
I don't remember eh.
A long time ito.
Parang
a long, long time ago.
long time ago.
Lester, asan yung voice mo? Pakibasa.
In the studio in Makati.
Yeah, okay. Sige.
Yeah, so
okay.
That's the studio where I used to work as an artist. And I've met some of the best Pinoy artists in that place. That is that guy is Miko Sawayan. He's the top, one of the top artists in Marvel right now. The one in black. The other guy, don't mind him.
The other guy, don't mind him.
That's our friend too, Neil. Neil.
Okay.
What's nagtapas? I'm sorry.
Natagpas.
Parang natanggal. Cut off. Cut off.
Gets. Natagpas.
Magmula noon. Sumumpa siya.
Sumumpa siya ng
pag-iwiti laban sa mga Jedi.
Penciler. Yes.
Pencilers.
I was a penciler kasi.
2 minutes.
2 minutes later.
Siya pala yung gumawa ng 2 minutes later. Hindi pa lang si Sponge.
You're gonna get copy struck because of the audio though.
Okay, now we can separate naman yung audio.
Okay, so kulitan talaga. The first one.
Now, susulpot ako dyan mamaya. Probably not a good look on me.
Grabe yung mga computer, ha?
CRT pa, di ba? CRT.
Malalaki pa ang likod, ha? Yeah.
Para po sa amin, elementary days yung ganyan computer.
Elementary days, wow.
Anong nalalaman
ko? Ayun na, si Comics Man. Tansyo pa ako.
Grabe, sabi buka. 13 years ago, ayan niya ang buhok mo.
So, 13 years na pong minahaba.
So, you guys were just having fun here, playing around. Yeah. This ganito talaga atmosphere ng mga artist.
Nahulog
ba rin? At least pinupulot niya.
Well, that's a very... The culture in that office is something that I would... Or the experience that I've had working there. It's like, we're like family talaga kasi. It's pwede kang matulog, pwede kang doon ka na matulog, and pwede kang uminom.
Pwede kang uminom doon.
The only requirement is that you finish your job, di ba?
Output-based kayo, no? Yeah. At kahit anong gawin nyo, basta make sure at the pagdating ng deadline, makaka-produce kayo.
Yeah, and it came to a point, wala kaming boss. Kasi something happened internal, yung pinakang studio director was wala na. We're just parang department heads lang and mga kumpare kayo mga department heads. So parang, it was like, you can say a frat house.
So, this is yung how you started. And then, let's look at first episode ng podcast.
Yeah. Oh,
ano ba 'yon? From
yun yung mga drawing videos na ginawa ko, yeah. Oh. In October for 2017. Oh no. Not that. That is the first episodes were not really
So there's the first podcast.
Yeah, the first episode kasi these are parang trial episodes, I would consider.
Yes.
I would consider the first real episode to be episode 8.
Episode 8.
Yeah.
But this is very good. A very good intro.
I like the sound. I mean, the background music.
Oh, he's also a musician, kasi Ria. He used to have a band.
Yeah. That's why eventually came up with...
Band 8.
And that's when I...
Comics Man.
After doing this first episode, that was the time when I realized, holy shit, I'm not really interesting.
And you felt like you needed more.
Yeah. And
napansin ko yung gimbal sa likod, yo.
Oh my.
Production na agad eh.
Yeah, no, so I was talking about my influences. Yeah, Chael Sonnen is one of my favorites now.
Very UFC based or very MMA pala, not UFC. UFC is already a brand. So very MMA based ang influence mo.
Yeah. Yung mga, let's say, what's this? Neil deGrasse Tyson Jordan Peterson.
Jordan Peterson. Pero are you a fight aficionado ba?
Yes. yun talaga yung pinapalo ko talaga. So, I don't care about NBA and other sports right now.
Is it a specific sport na, is it boxing? Is it mixed martial arts? Do you also follow mga Muay Thai?
Primarily MMA, UFC. Kasi aside from the fighting, there's also drama and if you follow the stories behind, especially during the podcast era, like Chael Sonnen, he was very entertaining. Alam mo yun, I was trying to be Chael Sonnen actually when I was doing this. Kasi Chael Sonnen would just sit there and just speak. Kayang-kaya niya, no problem. But for me, basta hindi ko ibang level siya.
You found it challenging kasi naman si Chael has had a lot of media exposure .
Yes, no? Yes.
Talagang,
and he's a natural storyteller.
Oh, let's look at your first one, episode 8 daw.
Episode 8.
Yes. Let's check that out.
Yeah, that's a turning point nung ano, not just on the show but to my life din talaga.
How so? Now, why would you say it's a turning point?
Well, I consider this to be one of the most fulfilling projects that I ever done. Mm. And one of the most worthwhile and that I would never regret doing. So I don't have the OBB yet, the theme songs. But the first episode was I featured Carlo Vergara. Mm-hmm. He's one of the great local creators, the creator of Sasha Saturna.
Mm. Okay.
And basta he's one of the most respected people in the comics, local comics industry.
One thing that I noticed immediately is the up yung production, no? Especially how was the process for that?
Well, yun nga. When I tried doing the solo concept, it wasn't as dynamic as I wanted to be, mm-hmm. diba? And also, if I have this thing that when I do something, parang Mythbusters na ano na, if it's worth doing, it's worth overdoing. I thought if I'm gonna kasi ang template ko really was Joe Rogan's show.
Yes.
And then why not go kumbaga as full
as all out na, no?
As all out as all I could in possibly yung, do.
You really gamble with it na, no?
Yeah.
How is it so far for you? Is it paying off? If for you, is this something that you want to do long term?
I'm really enjoying every episode. In terms of paying off, I haven't earned anything monetarily. But I guess the most ang pinaka proud ko about this show. I'm most proud of the fact that that all of my guests after doing the show parang they leave
happy
parang may podcast high sila na ano yan. Basta sometimes the show would start medyo hindi I don't know, maybe
a little rough,
not as smooth as I'd expect, diba? Pero eventually they all left. Namasaya.
That speaks of the quality of the conversation, the quality of the show. Kasi dito pag alis ng mga guests, hindi nagre-reply sa akin. No. Tine-text ko.
Wala eh.
No. Kaya nga alam mo, natuto na ako magbigay ng corporate giveaways. May mga binibigyan ko na ng mga candy, chocolate, pero hindi pa rin nagre-reply eh. Hindi pa rin nagre-reply. Pero it's true. At least, medyo opposite yung experience natin. For you, It's really gratifying, especially on your artistic side. Ako naman, I've realized that my stay here is very temporary.
Really?
Oo, that I'll eventually have to move on. And luckily, para mamamatay. No? Hindi naman mga memory keepers and future subscribers. I mean, I'm built more for the conference room kasi it's very counterintuitive for me to be here. Kasi in the conference room, you have to be parang poker face. Hindi ka mabasa. You speak as less as possible. And then you only speak and open your mouth when you're about to close or when there are stipulations that you want to move forward. Mm-hmm. Pero you don't overtalk. You don't go beyond what is asked of you. Dito kasi if the guest is not as interactive, you'll have to be able, ika nga ng mga millennials, kailangan mo mag SKL, share ko lang ng konti, 'di ba?
Pero yun,
SKL. Pero hindi ko kaya mag SKL all the time eh. Mm. So for me, I'm really recognizing that it's also that I should have an exit strategy, not just to be here the whole time and be in front of the camera, because eventually the viewers will outgrow me. It's not the other way around. So for them, I'm already kaya nga parati kong sinasabi, at least swerte ako andito si Rhea ngayon. Because she'll eventually be the face of Spill the Beans.
Try natin ngayon, Rhea.
Thank you, Comics.
Kasi hindi ko makita si Rhea nakaharap.
Sige, we'll shift na lang para makita ni Comics. We'll shift na lang. Shift natin.
No.
Oh, konti lang daw. Very good. Thank you. Ayan, so we can see.
Ayun. Well, maybe that's also what I'm... it's not that... I think you're doing a really good job. I checked out your episodes and the fact... this is what... how many episodes now?
Parang
30 episodes is a lot. And if you can do, how many episodes do you do in a week?
Okay, I'll be honest to the memory keepers. Now I'm obsessed kasi with a certain number. Mm-hmm. I'm just obsessed to talk to 100 channels. And I feel like the 100th episode, it will be my turnover episode.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I'm trying to accomplish it as not as fast as I can, pero I'm trying to get as many channels as I can. Mm-hmm. And then the target ko siguro by next year, that'll be the 100th. And then that's when I'll turn over to Rian.
Back to me.
Kaya pala binilisan yung upload. Naubos yung bangko.
Maybe that's also what the... As I was saying before, parang even though I think you're doing a good job, but if you're not enjoying or you think it's not for you or you're better off doing something else, not that you can't do it, it's just that
I don't feel man that I'm better off somewhere else. But more than anything, I think there are talents out there that are more capable of doing the podcast. And I want, for the main goal of Teddy Sage when we started was for it to be a platform for starting artists.
Okay.
It was, when we started, it was never my plan to be in front of the camera. It was never my plan to be in front and just be the voice or the face of the company. Yeah. So for me, I'm not espousing a revolving door policy. Mm-hmm. But I do want other talents to continuously come in.
Oh,
and
cool.
Me being here, I'm holding the chair for the next talent. So I'm occupying the chair pala. So at least I want people. That's why I always try to invite other content creators. Mm-hmm. Last week we had Gab, even Tim was here. So I always ask other creators to come by. If we have a podcast, you're welcome to join.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who's been a guest here has been offered this area to come anytime. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Tom, Tim, everyone, even si ako si Bale, I've told them they they all can come here. Mm. So anyway, nalilihis tayo dun sa ano eh. dun sa trial ano ni Rhea. Rhea, do you have a question ba?
Akala ko ano, akala ko Tito enough na yung brain ni Tito Paolo to forget about it. Hindi ko pala eh.
Hindi pa.
Matalas-talas pa.
Oo, andyan pa. Nag-ginkgo biloba ako eh. Alam niyo ba yun?
Ang ginkgo, nga eh. Actually, ako
din. Hindi alam yun. Nagkakaalaman
na yung mga sikreto ng mga tito natin dito sa spill the... Yeah, they're spilling the beans. Ano ang tinitake nyo para sa matalas na utak? Charot.
Ang tahimik niya, no? Ang tahimik talaga nung kasama mo. I-assist mo naman. Mas may experience kayo.
Ganyan yan si Lester.
Nilalaglag mo na ito.
Nangiiwan yan sa ere.
Alalayan mo na konti.
Well, I don't really have an idea of what to talk about now because I'm not prepared for this. Thank you guys for putting me on the spotlight.
But
I have ano na lang. I thought of a question that I can ask both of you guys. Mm-hmm. Bilang tagapagmana ng trono ng Spill the Beans.
high risk ka na ngayon bigla. High risk. Not a low risk.
Oh my gosh. Tito jokes are very welcome here. I will not judge you for that. I'm just kidding. But yun nga, on a serious note, bilang tagapagmana.
No, next in line na lang. Baka para ma-relax ka ng pati. Yeah, next in line.
Being the one who is next in line to Tito Paolo over there.
Yes.
So what, since podcaster, what advice can you give me since I don't really... as you can see now, I have a very spaghetti brain. I tend to digress from one topic to another. And I'm kind of scared of not... Kasi medyo OC ako.
Yes.
And I want everything in a specific process or ganyan. So, nasa-stress ako kapag yung brain ko, parang, ha, hindi ko
alam.
So... Yeah, for a starter like me, what can you advise na lang?
Ganito na lang ha, paunahin natin yung pinakatahimik, yung nagtatago. Oo, mauna ka muna, akala mo makakatago ka dyan.
What advice? Sabi nga rin.
Please give her good advice.
Yeah. It's a good, for me lang, parang it's a good time to ask it now because we have a very introvert person here. We have... Lester. Okay, Lester is very introverted kasi. And then we have another introvert here. So lahat tayo dito introvert. But I can see it as getting advice from like different levels, right? Because, you know, meron tayong bunso, merong kuya, merong tito. Ayan, yun lang. So,
Lester,
starting with Lester.
Ang haba na nang binigay niya sa yung oras para makapag-isip ka. Okay, go ahead.
Tatlong words lang yung sasabihin ko.
Ay, hindi pwede. You have to expound. You have to expound, sir. You have to learn. As Rhea is also next in line, you have to learn to assist her pag nag-start na siya because you'll be the number two man once she's already taking over Spill the Beans. Go ahead, Lester.
Of course. So, siguro yung magiging advice ko for the startup, like podcast, siguro kailangan masimula.
Ito pa, Lester.
Dira, kita tayo dito. May camera tayo dito sa webcam. So, siguro kailangan mo lang subukan kung sa'yo ba tong parang yung category na to, like podcast.
Wala na siyang choice eh. Dine-develop na eh.
Hindi, Tito Paolo ko lang din. Pag hindi ko nagustuhan, ano pa ako makakabalit?
And then yun na nga, kailangan din siguro mag-spike lang yung curiosity mo kasi yun yung magiging, parang magkakaroon ka ng intrigue na magtanong ng question sa mga, sa guest mo kasi kung wala yung curiosity mo, parang wala lang.
So, actually, yun pala yung weakness ko. Kasi wala akong pake. Minsan, okay, share mo lang.
So yun, parang mabibigay ko na advice na kailangan mataas yung curiosity mo parang para magkaroon ka ng, mag-come up ka sa mga question na gusto mong itanong sa
guest mo.
Yan. Yes. Actually. Yes. That's something that I can work on. Thank you.
I'll give comics man. Do you want me to go ahead or do you want to go ahead?
Jack and Koy.
Anything.
Punta tayo dun sa ring. Kung sino
so, I guess si comics. Ka na lang. I guess si comics man kasi kasunod ko siya.
Oo, para ganun.
Okay.
Sige, napapaka-accounting pa yung isip ko eh.
Okay. Well, I suppose I'll just say what happened to me, no? But kasi like I said kanina, I'll go back to Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to assess your strengths in conversation if you're really into talking to people. Mm-hmm. Kasi you need to understand that parang you would be talking to strangers, di ba? You're
true.
Not gonna be talking to acquaintances or friends. Yes. All the time. So can you talk to somebody whom you just met? Ganun. Mm-mm. And me, I think my ang pinakang strength ko that's built for kumbaga, na pinakang nagagamit ko for the long form podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Long form podcasts is my ability to remain interested in on any topics. Let's say I would talk to let's say a comic book artist or let's say a an MMA fighter. Tapos syempre you would have an idea what he would be talking about,
yes. 'Di
ba? So, okay, MMA. But then unexpectedly he would throw a curveball.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say parang biglang na shift sa I don't know from an MMA fighter biglang knitting. So parang can you carry on with the conversation and remain interested.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say I don't know, maybe biglang hindi ka na, let's say biglang naging cars yung ano, are you gonna be kaya mo pa rin bang sakyan yun? Or well, unless you can, you have, pwede ka namang maka-bail out sa mga usapan eh. May mga techniques naman. Pero, if, let's say, kasi to me, just like, that's what I observed from Joe Rogan eh. Kasi he would talk about anything on the podcast and he would indulge the guests. That's why the guests shine talaga when he's interviewing them. And, yun. So if you can remain interested, no matter what kind of conversations na biglang sumulpot out of nowhere, then yun. I think that's a strong suit for podcasting.
For podcasting.
True. And speaking of interest, Tito Paolo, I'll pause on you first because I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Speaking of that, since you have to be interested to the to your guest.
Mm-hmm.
In your channel, since you have this specific interest, like you say, you said MMA, right?
MMA
whatever,
MMA,
comics drawing, or whatever. Yeah. So does that mean that you choose the people that you talk to or that you invite over to your podcast, or do you have a standard? Kung anong like what kind of person will I invite here or something like that?
I as much as possible I would syempre ideal guest would be somebody who's very knowledgeable. Kung may clout siya, that would be a great 'di ba? Kumbaga parang magandang ano 'yun quality for the guest. It's gonna be good for the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm okay to guest even people who are not in social media, yung mga walang channels, non content creators. Or basta let's say I've been planning for the longest time already. I'm planning to get somebody who's a professional psychiatrist to talk about depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be fine if that person would not be in YouTube or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I really don't care if nobody watches. Kasi I just want my thing kasi is if I built the podcast kasi let's say depression. There's lots and lots of contents about depression that are already on YouTube. Yeah. If you search, dami na. It's not gonna be a new thing. But no, I don't know how many of them are from Filipinos, diba? And that the Filipinos and the extensive talk about it. Let's say astrophysics. That's why I had Reyna Reyes on the show, because I wanted a Filipino. I want Filipinos to see a Filipino talking about astrophysics, not just Neil deGrasse Tyson, not just Lawrence Krauss and every other famous astrophysicists. I made the podcast for Filipinos by Filipinos, because I think it's important that we hear these ideas being talked about by our own people.
That's true. So in your channel, parang you want diversity, kung, like from what wherever or whatever they are, diba?
Yeah, but
ano aso ganon. I mean, from whatever industry or what kind of topic they're going to talk about. Mm. So you want it to be diverse. Parang there's no specific parang theme like sports lang or ganyan.
Yeah, a little bit. Actually, it's a little bit of a problem din kasi it gets a little confusing sometimes, 'di ba? Kasi parang I think that's a drawback that I can live with. 'Di ba? Kasi like I said, I really, when I started the even until now, I don't really care about the views. I care about the content that I produce. And of course, I'm hoping that kasi even if I do it, I produce these kind of content and nobody watches, mas maganda sana kung madaming nanood, 'di ba? Kasi I've had a lot of awesome insights na binanggit in the podcast, and sayang lang kasi konti lang yung diba?
But hey, even if it's just one person, it's still one person, right? So that's okay. And well, since you sparked my curiosity, do you have like a bar for the guests that you have? Because diba here at Teddy Sage, we have like a specific not really requirements, but we follow a specific standard for the guests that we invite.
Well, glad I passed.
Yes, you obviously did.
Yes.
But so in your channel, do you have that? Na parang pagka ganto, medyo parang ayoko, parang hindi to pwede.
Of course.
What are those standards?
Well, what's the word? Yung expertise is one. Because if I can get the most the person that's that knows most about the topic, then preferably I get him or her, diba? Okay. Yun yung kasi I'm really after your content, diba? Kasi let's say yun nga, depression. I would want a real professional to be on the show to talk about it, although ang daming nagre-refer, parang advocate to ng isang gayto na about advocating for mental wellness and ganyan, pero he's not a pro, kumbaga, diba? I want authority on the subject, because I think a lot of people already talked about that, and I think yung seriousness, I don't know, gusto ko yung pinaka
like authority. The most credible person that you can ever get.
Person, yeah.
But meron ba yung mga bawal ganyan or anything?
But that hindi naman na I would guess friends na parang we're just gonna hang out. Not all the time, but sometimes I would choose. Sometimes let's say I do jam casts then. Musicians, they play. They play in my studio. And a lot of them, hindi naman sila sikat eh.
Yeah.
For me, if you have alam yun, the nerve to raise your hand and say you're gonna do it, and then you then go. Kumbaga, I respect that. Kasi it's kasi me, I'm not the best person for the for this job. Alam mo yun, ang daming mas magaling sa akin. Ang daming, I'm not, anyway, you can even notice now, I'm not the best speaker that you could find. I'm not the most articulate person. Alam mo yun, ang daming, madami akong pwedeng makaisip na Pilipino pwedeng gumawa nito na mas magaling, probably do a better job. Mm-hmm. But they're not doing it eh. They, like I said, might as well be me.
Yes, and practice makes better.
Yes, so I'm giving myself mga 3 years to be really good.
Mm-hmm. As long as you keep on doing it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So well, yun, Lighthouse, next week ako na ulit ah.
Para ikaw na ulit.
Joke lang. Ayun. Well, thank you for answering my questions. I'll pass the throne na to Tito Paolo.
No, what was your, ano, I want my turn. What was, sorry, what was the
yun
question
na,
again?
Yung the question, not the question, but what kind of advice will you give me as the the one who is next in line?
Next in line. Okay. Ano sagot ni Lester?
Just do it.
Sabi no, niya ano, I have to be curious lang all the time.
Okay. Well, I think for one, at any point you get into any form that's digital, you have to have thick skin. Kasi medyo cutthroat ang mga comments dito.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and then you just have to be very nako, I'm running out of words. Tito Paolo talaga. I'll stop my napapa-accounting kasi ako eh. Okay. Okay. So technically, you just have to be able to have a thick skin, and you have to remember right now would be a good opportunity for you. I wouldn't put this opportunity in front of you if I didn't think the timing was right. Because as of the moment, there's not a lot of podcast channels. So the development phase for you to come in maybe next year, it'll be enough time for you to progress as a podcaster or as a talent, because at that point the other channels are just starting as well. And one thing that you have for you, and I'm not saying this as lip service, and it's already on camera,
yes,
is that aesthetically, you are very pleasing to the eye.
But memory keepers, it actually kanina, to be honest, inabotan ko sila ng 500. Take 500 sa ilalim.
Take 500. Yung akin ngayon. Dagdagan mo na lang. Ha? Pero as I'm saying, aesthetically, you're very pleasing to the eye. You're very easy on the eye. And in media, dare I say it, women have a bigger chance of success, because when men watch, they'd like to watch women more than other guys. So but don't overplay that card. Don't overplay the okay, I'm beautiful, it's gonna work, it'll eventually just make everything better. Have some substance behind the aesthetics, because eventually people will, once you get a lot of exposure, there is also overexposure.
So, umay, ganun.
Oo, maumay sila ng konti. So, just make sure, number one, you have thick skin. And then number two is that you constantly try to improve yourself. Kasi you already have the potential eh. So, just make sure that the potential is also watered and taken care of. Kasi alam mo, ang isang pinakamahirap dito sa podcast, pag nasa space out si Lester, tapos nun talagang minsan, hindi mo na alam gagawin. Diba? Parang this really feels like a lonely island at times. So, pag yung, or parang Titanic na dahan-dahan lumulubog, minsan tulog si Lester, hindi niya mababato yung lifeboat. Tama ba, Lester?
Tama.
Right, pwede ka naman mag-counter. Sabihin mo, di naman. Andito naman ako. Mag-counter ka naman.
Agree siya eh.
Siya na yung ano eh.
Kailangan. Alam mo, ang comedy, give and take eh.
Para tayong pork chop pa.
Ba't mo rin dito lang konti? Di ba, a lot of times, Lester, you so many times for the memory keepers and the future subscribers, so many times, Lester, has saved my ass, especially sa expressive reading. Kung yes, nakita niyo naman. So Lester, once the turnover happens in episode 1 na kayo, you should just be very present as you were with Leslie. Ayan na naman, Tito Paulo, nagsisermon ka na naman. Tigilan na natin.
Pero I know naman na ano, Lester has my back naman.
Oo.
Nasa likod mo lang ako, actually. So,
like a shadow in the night. Charot.
Paano yung magiging dynamic nyo ng ano, pag... sample of
he wants si Comics Man daw wants to see ano ba yung dynamics niyo. Alam mo, ganito na lang.
Mga saves ni ano ni Lester.
Pakita na lang natin kay Comics Man, no? Yung kay Gab, please, paki-play niyo na lang kasi doon talaga maganda yung interaction niya. Yung kay Gab, pakita lang natin kay Comics Man. Sige na. Para matuwa naman si Comics Man na makita niya, niya yung nakikita ko sa potential niyo.
Wow.
Oh, okay, yeah, sige. I think it's
the first one.
Sige, let's make it a little louder,
Welcome
please.
To Spill the Beast Podcast. Of course, kasama ulit natin si Rhea.
Si Rhea?
Rhea.
Oh.
It's cute na cute na Rhea.
Cute na cute talaga. Built for the camera.
This is Tito Paolo.
Yes. Ano pala ganyan ginawa. Ulitin natin yung intro.
Maganda talaga. Pwede natin ulitin. Ko yung vibe na talagang magkasundo kayong dalawa. Oo.
Yes. Okay. So, today is a different episode. Meron tayong special guest ulit.
Yes. Hindi talaga ng tihinan niya.
Alam mo, kakaganyan mo Lighthouse, lumindol nung araw na yan, di ba?
Oo, lumindol na.
Ganun tayo ka lang, Asriya.
Yan ang wingman.
Wala kasang spark eh.
Nililigwak ni Tito Paolo.
Nililigwak. Ano ba yun?
Ano ba yun?
Reaster. Mahirap pa.
Tugisin din naman. Parang ano lang, kinot off from the list, ganun. Okay na. Masaya na kayo.
Masaya na kami. At least nakita
Happy
ni
Happy weekend. Merry Christmas.
At least okay nakita na ni Comics Man.
Papanoorin ko pa mamaya yan.
Nakita niya talaga na maganda ang working relationship niyo. Kaya naman sinasabi ko, pwedeng-pwede kayong dalawa eh. Diba? Ba't napakaganda ng working relationship?
Malakas lang yung spark.
Malakas lang yung spark.
Lumindol niya eh.
Oo. Alam niyo.
Hindi pumayag yung langit.
Ayaw.
Parang inspired ka ngayon, Rhea.
Ha? Hot dog.
Lester, parang nasaya mo rin ha?
Masaya ako.
Masaya ka naman ngayon. Alam nyo po ngayon, today is a Saturday. Usually, ang work days lang naman namin, Monday to Friday. Pero silang dalawa po nagpilit sa akin na pumunta dito. At pumasok. Sabi nila, i-guess na po natin si Comics Man sa Saturday. So, hindi ko ba alam, ba't ba talaga nga porsigido kayong dalawa magtrabaho?
Kasi po, malapit na magpasko.
Oo,
pag Saturday, tapos, RDOT.
RDOT.
Mas malaki yung bayad.
Walang ganun dito. Startup
OTY pala, no?
Oo, startup company kami. Wala pa kaming ganyan-ganyan. Oo. Pero, alam mo, Lester.
Yes.
Tingnan ko maganda si Rhea, no?
Why?
No?
Mm. Wala pang makeup.
Parang mas gaganda to pag ano eh, pag sumahod na.
Pag sumahod na. Pero hindi sumasagot si Lester eh. Lester, ano na masagot mo dun sa tanong ko, di ba? Parang gumaganda nga si Rhea.
Kung gusto maglibre ni Lester mamaya kay Rhea.
Oo.
Milty.
Lester, I have a question.
Yes,
what's that? Hindi nga, parang gumaganda si Rhea, no?
Yes,
gumaganda.
Yes, gumaganda.
Yun na. Okay, a man of few words. Okay, yun nga. Yun na, Lester, wala
yes,
na.
Yes, yun lang.
Wala na. Okay, are you looking forward to this transition from Tito Paolo to Rhea?
Yes.
Ayaw na niya sa'yo.
Ayaw na. Wala akong mapiga. Yun nga, mahirap. Anong style mo dyan, Comics Man? Kapag medyo mahirap nga i-interview, wala masyadong, kagaya si Lester, hindi kahit pigain ko, hindi sumasagot eh.
How do you do it?
No? Hirap. Ikaw nga, pakitry mo nga lang. Pakitry mo lang to si Lester.
Anong bang goal na kailangan
kong
gawin?
Ang goal ko lang dito, ma-expose yung kanilang working relationship eh. Kasi napakaganda nga na kanilang working relationship. Pero ang target dito si Lester. Mm-hmm. This is the most difficult guest on a podcast. Kasi you ask him one question, he'll give you half a word, mga ilang syllables lang.
Yeah.
Sige, subukan nga natin yan. Ito na lang. Si Lester na lang.
Tatanungin ko, Lester, so pag anong pakiramdam mo pag tuwing may episode, tapos anong difference ng episode na katabi mo si Rhea sa hindi?
Ay, sobrang ano, masaya kasi kahit pa paano naman, meron na tayong kasama, hindi lang tayo nag-iisa, kami ni Tito Paolo, and meron tayong kabatuhan ng mga ideas.
Mm. Okay. So, pag ba si Rhea lumipat dun sa upuan ni Paolo, malulungkot ka ba? Kasi hindi mo nakatabi, pero at least,
Okay lang, at least nakikita ko siya dun. Yan. Yan lang.
Hirap, no? Hirap.
At least nakikita mo, di ba? Pero, pag si Rhea na yung host, ilang beses a week mo siya gustong mag-e-episode kayo? Siguro, gaganahan ka ba? O ano?
Every single day.
Every single day.
Sige ah. RDOT ko, ikaw magbabayad. So, ah, pari Sunday.
So ano, anong masasabi mo naman, Rhea?
Hindi,
so,
wow.
Isa ka pa eh.
Isa pa yan eh. Yan ang mahirap talaga eh.
So, yan talaga. That's the what I have to deal with every single day. Yan ang, pero masaya naman kasama yung dalawa. Oo. And it makes podcasting a lot easier. Kasi, alam mo, minsan, paminsan-minsan, nakakapagod lang tumingin ng mga bagay. Minsan may maganda rin may tinitingnan ka mga taong di nagsasalita.
Actually, display lang talaga kami dito eh.
Yung mga andyan lang. Kasi minsan talaga nakakapagod din eh. So, titingnan ko sila, kunyari magsasalita, pero hindi naman. So, I just take it from there. Rhea, ready ka na ba to take over?
I was born ready.
Yun! Yan ang mga
sagot. About you, Lester.
Oo.
Willing lang.
are you ready for Rhea?
Parang ayaw eh.
Are you ready for Rhea?
Napilitan lang po siya.
Of course.
Bigyan kita 1,000 na mayan.
Okay, so, okay, sige, tama na yung working relationship nyo. Mabalik ka naman kay Comics Man. Yeah. Eh? Okay, Comics Man, so I've seen that right now, there's 263 uploads na on your channel.
Oh nga eh, tapos, okay.
Ang dami, no? So, how do you remain consistent?
Well, I try to have an episode, at least one episode every week. Mm-hmm. So, I live stream the episodes kasi. So,
oo nga.
So, mas madali for me na wala nang to cut the editing time.
Yeah.
And then, since the episode sometimes would go, my longest episode.
Can I guess? Binakita ko 6 hours ata.
Oh, 6 hours. That was the... most recent ba yun?
Six hours.
We were just,
what were you doing? I would be sleeping. It's a miracle to get 6 hours straight.
We started around 10 p.m.
Wow.
Nag-finish kami mga 4 a.m. na.
Wow.
And alam yun, biglang makikita mo yung ano yung views paunti na paunti, di ba?
Oh, drop off point na.
So, we didn't care. We just, was with Ramiro Matro. It's, ayan, that guy, one of the best indie artists. Mm. And,
Is he also a musician?
Yes,
so
he is.
So, you were singing here?
No, I didn't sing. Pero, he is a singer-songwriter. And, we just went on.
Tuloy-tuloy lang.
The previous tatlo yung mga OA na OA yeah. So one is that is the most recent na nag record breaker. And then the first one na a 5-hour episode was with Nico David, a YouTuber.
Okay.
So ang haba rin.
Haba.
Tapos the next one is with Jeps Galion. He's a comedian. He brought along Alexio Tabafunda, another comedian. So you could just imagine.
Talagang masaya.
Diba? So basta and we were drinking. We were drinking until basta inabot kami ng
six hours talaga.
Yeah.
Sir, so you sing as well. You were saying that you were in a band before?
Yeah. Well, it did not it didn't go anywhere aside from the gigs, but I used to sing in the band. And it was a classic rock genre.
sample.
So we have two singers pala. We have two singers right now in the studio. Si Rhea.
Si Lester po. Wow. Magaling kumanta si Lester.
Alam, mag-duet tayo ngayon.
Yun nga. Sasabihin ko, alam mo, we can easily convert this spot into a...
into a
karaoke.
Oo nga.
Oo. Actually, so pwede.
Sabayan mo lang ng YouTube na ano eh, na karaoke.
Oo. Sige, are you game or... with it? Congressman.
Lester, lagyan mo ng reverb.
So, ladies and gentlemen, memory keepers, meron lang tayong performance kay Comics Man and Rhea. Teddy Sage Radio na. Teddy Sage Radio, Spill the Beans Podcast. Nandito pa rin kayo, nakikinig. Meron lang tayong konting performance bago tayo mag-end sa podcast. So, pakinggan natin si Rhea and Comics Man.
And maybe when you get back, I'll be off to find another way. After all this time, did you still love? You still didn't get found nothing, I don't know. So take your gloves and get out, better get out while you can. Where you go, would you even turn to say, I don't love you like I did yesterday? Cry so hard from bleeding, so sick and tired of all the needless beating. But baby, when they knock you down and out, it's where you wanna stay. And after all the blood that you still owe, just a night I blow. So fix your eyes and get up, better get up while you can. Whoa, whoa. Yesterday.
Come on!
Actually, yun lang yung alam ko na part. Hindi ko alam po kailan papasok. Chorus na ulit, diba? Sige, I'll try. I don't love you like I loved you yesterday. I don't love you like I did yesterday. Sorry.
I don't love you like I do yesterday.
Hey. Nice! Yeah. I gotta,
spill the beans, podcast.
Alright.
Sorry, medyo iniwan ko siya sa ere kasi nakalimutan ko paano kantahin yung ano yung second verse.
Ngayon,
sorry.
Magsosolo siya ngayon.
Magsosolo na siya. Wow. Can you give me
a... Napakanta ako bigla.
Ayan. Oh,
that was an impromptu.
Ah, yeah. Okay na pala. Sorry. Okay. Galing talaga. Now, this is the reason why some of the titos have to step down. Masyado na maraming may talent talaga. Oo. I mean, we're very lucky this week na we had three musical channels. Hindi naman to, it's not a music channel, but yeah. They also espouse creativity when it comes to music and guesting musicians.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nag-enjoy ka naman, Rhea.
Opo, oh, naman.
Frustrated the... singer ako eh. Well, kasi I didn't have the right people to go with the band with. Then the But then, as an artist, doon naman ako.
Oh, and at least, you know, being an artist and it's not that hindi naman pa ako artist, no. Pero as an artist or someone who's been observing artists for some time, you get better with age eh, because there's the life experience.
Yes, yes.
Diba? And then there's a lot with the trials and tribulations actually make your voice better, no? May konting pain na, diba? Unlike before, diba? When you're young, you really want to impress it.
You know when you start getting old, diba? Sabihin natin dito sa mga ano, so diba, parang how you would wish that what you know now you can transfer to the person that you were back in 10, 15 years
true.
Ago. Diba? Parang sometimes you would meet mga college kids na parang when I was a lot younger. Parang I would think na parang tali-talino ko, di ba? No! Di ba?
Parang, I know it all, no? At diba? A certain age, yeah.
And then that's what I tell people is, you're stupid.
No, I think parang natural progression ata yun, no? From being very young, very curious to the point that you think you already know it all, yeah. No? And then you realize you don't know anything.
Oh, right. And then you eventually learn. Parang it's it's the Socratic paradox, diba? I'm paraphrasing, pero parang the only thing that you know is that you don't know. Yun ang sinabi niya. That's why he wins. He won every debate na sinaliyan niya eh. Kasi ang stand niya would be, hindi ko alam eh. Ikaw, yung sinasabi mo, you're claiming na this is how it is. Pero sa totoo lang, hindi mo naman kaya improve.
That's true.
Diba? So, and then if you apply that in your life, then you're gonna be, the moment that you accept that you don't know everything is the time that you start to learn
to learn
things about, diba? Kasi alam mo na hindi mo siya alam eh.
Totoo. Alam mo yung mga ganyan conversations? Kailangan may scotch tayo dyan eh.
Oo nga eh, di ba?
So, yun nga, that's what they're saying, na parang talagang the more you learn, parang the less you know, kasi you realize that you really don't know as much, no? And as you were saying, you want to impart it to the young ones, na as you age, it'd be nice to put the mindset, the knowledge, the wisdom that you have to that body 20 years ago. No?
If only.
No? Dapat I Benjamin Button na lang ang age, eh, no?
You know the song Lost Stars. There's a line there. Eh, youth is wasted on the young. If I heard that when I was, let's say, in college, parang I would be, parang may inis ako, youth is wasted on the young. Pero now, as you grow old, parang, yes.
That's true.
Youth is wasted on the young.
I used to think about that, that the youth is wasted on the young. Kaya lang, you need youth while you're stupid kasi you won't survive the stupidity that you have when you're young. When you're,
true.
Di ba? With an old body. Kasi you'll do all the stupid things when you're young. No? You get into fights, you'll, I don't know, run a skateboard somewhere, hit a wall, no? And you'll go binge drinking for how many months?
Yes,
right?
True.
So, Comics Man, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank Thank you, sir. Thank you. Hey, Lester, go ahead. Take us home, please.
So, yes, let's go home. So, Memory Keepers, thank you guys so much for watching our Spill the Beans podcast.
Pakita ka na konti.
Yes, mapakita. Nandito tayo, may camera.
Okay, sige, mga pala. Sorry.
Maraming salamat sa pagsuporta. And if you do like this episode, please don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. And of course, to Comics Man.
Yes, thank you. Gerald. No, Gerald and yeah. the YouTube handle name is Comics Man. Yes. For all the subscribers, for all the memory keepers and future subscribers of Teddy Sage Studios, we'll put a link of his channel in the description box below. Please do like, subscribe naman kayo. Kahit dito. Kahit dito naman mag-subscribe kayo. Subscribe and please share his channel. He's also a content creator on Facebook. So please look him up on Facebook. We'll also put a link in the description box below of his Facebook page. So thank you everyone. Rhea, pakisiko mo ng konti yan. Pag sinabi pa niya isa pang let's go home. Sige, Lester, one more time on your closing comics, man. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for coming.
My honor. I'm honored to do this podcast.
I hope we can do it again. Yeah. I hope
for sure.
Okay, Lester, please.
Okay, so Memory Keepers, Rhea, any parting words ba?
Last word.
Any parting words?
Well, then again, Memory Keepers, thank you so much for watching the podcast. I hope that you learned a lot from Comics Man, and I hope that you enjoyed whatever we had here. Wow.
Yes, okay, that's good.
But yeah, again, if you like this, if you don't, who cares? Subscribe. Hit that bell button, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you, Memory Keepers. Thank you for watching. Bye.